child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, put it together and we'll get it undone.
I love that song. It's a good song to play now. That's Ooh Child, the Five Stair Steps. I'm trying to think if they ever had another hit. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Nick DiGilio here. And we're here until 4 o'clock, keeping you company, keeping you informed, and keeping you entertained in this very stressful time. But we're here 24-7. WGN does not shut down. WGN AM 720, 24-7. I'm here every overnight, live in the Skyline studio to keep everything going, to keep you company. We always play back some classic Johnny Carson stand-up and Johnny Carson routines. We're going to go back to all the way to 1982 for the very first appearance of Stephen Wright. And I think I'm imagining that, like, in 1982, when this guy shows up on The Tonight Show, it's a little weird. I would guess the audience was probably, what?
Johnny Carson even prefaces it by saying, "You may think he's a little different."
Does he say that?
Yeah, and then asks him, he's like, "So how long did they let you out for?"
Oh, man. We're also going to talk about weird games that people invented that are also awesome. And comfort food. We like to talk about things that comfort us at this time. So we're going to talk about comfort food. What's your favorite comfort food? Favorite childhood snacks? And more. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Right now, we want to welcome back to the show Valerie Genghis. Valerie is a meditation expert. She practices transcendental meditation and more. And we thought during this sort of anxiety-filled, stressful time, we might talk to Valerie about what we can do to maybe pull it back a little bit and calm down. And we welcome Valerie to the show. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Sure. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
In the midst of the madness, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. Well, we got to. That's what we have to.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell everybody about yourself, where you're from, and how you got into meditation and stuff.
I'm originally from Chicago, the western suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Lincoln Park for, God, almost 20 years, and learned to meditate in 2011. I learned from a TM teacher in Hyde Park, and it was a life-changing experience for
me. Mm-hmm. What brought you to learn meditation? Was there a certain thing that was an impetus for you to get out there and learn it?
Yeah, I mean, I had never thought about meditating ever in my life. No one ever talked to me about it. I didn't know about it, but at the end of January in 2011, my mom passed away, and I was very, very close with my mom. And she had been battling stage 4 breast cancer for 14 years. It had been a really long road. And when she passed away, I completely lost it. It was like a combination of a nervous breakdown and I was gutted. I was at the end of my rope. So someone suggested that I learn to meditate because I also wasn't sleeping. I had really bad anxiety and depression, and it saved my life.
Mm.
So I came to it through a friend of a friend suggesting I start. I took his advice. I think it was about a month later I learned, and in one meditation, for me, my whole life changed.
So tell me about that one meditation, the first time you meditated. We talked about this the last time you were on, but I want to hear.
We did.
Yeah, I want to hear the story again. What happened? What was it about the first time you meditated?
Okay, again, I was as broken as a human being could be. I mean, I was suicidal. I was seeing my therapist 3 days a week. I was a disaster. I had no idea what this practice was. I just knew that it was possibly going to, like, help me sleep. That was, like, my only angle here.
Yeah.
And it's a mantra-based meditation, so it's, like, a sound that they give you that they teach you how to use. And I don't know. It was, like, I had been doing this my whole life. She gave me the sound. She taught me how to use it. I closed my eyes, and I dove so deep into my body. Like, I went to a place that I did not know existed, and it was like a sea of calm, and it was within me. And, you know, I just stayed. I stayed in that place for 20 minutes. That's how long I meditated. And when I came out and I opened my eyes, it was like the whole world was different, like colors, sounds, everything, just everything had changed. And I can't to this day explain to you how that is possible, but that is exactly what happened. And from that day forward, everything about my life changed.
Wow. Valerie Genghis is with us. She is a meditation expert, and we thought maybe we would talk a little bit about meditating and some of the exercises that you can possibly do, because this is a very anxiety-filled time right now. The person who taught you that, who gave you the sound and everything, did you keep in contact with her?
Oh, yeah. I ended up working with her for about 2 years. I was in the restaurant and bar business before this. I worked with my family. We had sold our restaurants. So actually when I learned to meditate, I was not working at that point. And it was like a couple weeks after that, I was like, well, I'm back, so I'm going to go open a bar. And my PM teacher was like, no, you're not going to do that. She's like, I really want you to work with me. And through like a series of events, I just decided that would be a good move for me. And I ended up working with her, working at Harpo Studios, Loyola Medical School, all that. I was public speaking. I was helping people. It was like so fulfilling and life changing. So it's like I just took a different road after learning TM.
Yeah. You know, I was in the bar business myself. I bartended for a long time, and I think you made the right move.
Oh my God. I now looking back on it, I don't know what I was thinking, but that's all I had ever done.
Sure.
So I just assumed that's, you know, what my life was going to be.
Yeah. Now, you said you worked over at Harpo Studios. The last time we talked, that was a lot of fun working there, right?
Yeah, it was so fun, and it was so different than anything I'd ever done before. And I really enjoyed talking to the staff, you know, before they'd learned to meditate, and then after, especially after, because people had a lot of questions. You know, they were changing, and some more obvious than other people, but you know, it's kind of shocking at first to be like, oh, like I'm not fighting with my partner, or I can go to work and just like I can handle the stress. It's not getting to me.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a while for you to adjust to a new reality. So it was fun to talk to people about all the changes that were happening in their lives.
Yeah, yeah. And I bet just being around Harpo Studios must have just in general that must have been fun, just to be a part of it.
I mean, I definitely thought it was exciting. The thing was, I think she was like, you know, starting to wind down at that point. So there was a lot of tension in the air because people didn't know if they were losing their jobs or like what the situation was going to be. So, but the fact that she brought TM into her entire corporation, like, you know, it's fantastic. It was such a smart move on her part.
And TM, by the way,
she gave them a gift.
For people who might not know, transcendental meditation, that's what the TM is for, TM for short. And I bet because it was, you know, it was an uncertain time there, people were tense. I bet this was, you know, the meditation part helped them even more. I bet it was even more substantially good for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, the way they set it up in the corporation, they were allowed twice a day to get up, leave their desks. We'd all go in a room together and meditate together. I mean, I couldn't believe that like a giant, you know, corporation would do something like that. But obviously the benefits were there.
Yeah.
You know, so to make time for 40 minutes to sit and meditate, your staff has more energy. They're more clear minded. It's just good juju for the whole building.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, Valerie, hang on a second. Valerie Genghis is with us. She's a meditation expert, transcendental meditation, and we're going to have her talk a little bit about what we might be able to do to calm down a little bit, to get rid of some of the anxiety in this very, very weird and scary time. If you have a comment or a question, text or call us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
From misery to happiness to thee. I'm on my way from misery to happiness.
world, a kiss from now, you'll make it to the next world. And everything that you receive up yonder is what you give to me the day I wonder. I took a right, I took a right, turning.
So this is one of the songs that you love, right? This is I'm On My Way by the Proclaimers, and most people in America just know I would walk 500 miles. That would be the only song, but they're very popular in the UK. And you used to listen to that song. Your dad used to listen to that song all the time.
Yeah, we used to listen to it together. It was great.
Very cool. That's I'm On My Way by the Proclaimers. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Skyline studio here till 4 o'clock, keeping you company, keeping you sane, hopefully, and keeping you, most importantly, informed. So 312-981-7200 for talk or text. My guest is Valerie Genghis. She is a transcendental meditation expert, and she's here to give some advice on how we might be able to cut some of the anxiety out of our lives during this really tense time. And Valerie, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it.
I love being on the show. Thanks.
Yeah. So do you have any sort of general... We'll get into more specific stuff, but even sort of general advice on people, because, you know, obviously a lot of people are freaked out right now, and a lot of people are having anxiety, and they're spending a lot of time at home, all their time at home, and they could go stir crazy, and the anxiety could build because you're there and you can't leave. Any just general advice, then we can get into more specifics?
I mean, I think for me, I had to make some decisions pretty fast because it hit me. You know, like when I saw what reality was, and I was going to be in my house and I wasn't going out, and the hospitals were going to explode and people getting sick, I had to stop and say, okay, how am I going to handle this? And come up with like a game plan, basically. So for me, I immediately stopped drinking coffee because I was not going to add to the anxiety.
Like, gotcha.
No way.
Yeah.
And then after a couple of days, I thought I have to have some sort of routine, which means like, taking a shower in the morning, brushing your teeth, and like actually having some plans for the day, because all that time just sitting around thinking about what's happening, that for me at least is not good, because your mind goes in all sorts of directions. And I had to turn off the news. I mean, I just could not constantly have that playing in the background or watching it for every detail. It was making me have anxiety. So I had to make some like firm decisions for myself. And then I think starting a project, you know, this is very unusual that you'll have this much time at home, and putting your mind somewhere that is, you know, a positive force, making progress. You know, I decided I'm just going to work on my next book. I'm never going to have all this time. So that's my project. That's my goal every day, to write a certain amount of pages, and that's what I can focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps me tremendously.
That's good. And also you meditate every day, correct?
I meditate every day, and honestly, without that, I don't think I could handle this as well as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And in many other things that have happened in my life in the past, you know, 9 years, we've had some heavy duty stuff happen in our family, and I've been able to handle it, and I know it's because I meditate.
Yeah.
And I meditate every day.
Do you recommend do you have a website, Valerie?
I do. It's just my name, ValerieGenghis.com.
ValerieGenghis.com. Then they can get some insight and a little advice if they visit that website.
Yes, they can. And if they want to directly find out about transcendental meditation, they have their own website. It's tm.org.
tm.org for people who are interested in that. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the whole thing about, because I live alone, Valerie. And so, you know, it's just me. I don't have a pet, nothing. So it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets a little crazy sometimes. And I definitely, like you, I turned off the news. It adds ridiculously to the stress level inside your brain, because it's just nonstop, this 24-hour news cycle, and it's every news, you know, update, everything is all about this. And I had to get it. It's not that I don't want to be aware of what's happening, because I certainly will. I'll check in from time to time, but not as much as I was before.
Exactly. I gave myself a time limit. I said 10 minutes a day, you can look at the news. And then I said to myself, if something like really, really major happens, like someone's going to call me. It's not like I'm living, you know, on another dimension.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to watch the news all day because it was freaking me out. And it it just like is stoking the fire of the unknown, and that's what makes you so anxious.
How does one how does one start meditating? Now I know you can go to tm.org for you know more information and everything, but on the simplest of levels, if someone is like, look, I really want to get into transcendental meditation, how do you start?
So with TM, you need to be taught by a teacher.
Okay.
It takes them a very long time to become a teacher. I am not a TM teacher.
Okay.
So they have extensive training, and it takes 4 days. It's about, 90 minutes, 60 to 90 minutes a day. And really after day one and two, you know how to meditate, but they help you along to make sure you're solid by the time you walk out the door.
Yeah.
So with TM, you are learning from a teacher. I know there's other types of meditation out there, and there's meditation apps. I haven't really tried them, so I can't speak on them, but there are things you can do. But I for me, TM was easy, and it worked, so I just stuck with it.
Yeah. Now, in this day and age, when we're confined to our homes, is anybody offering TM virtually?
I know they were talking about it.
Okay.
This just happened so quickly. So I think they were considering that. They've never done that before.
Yeah.
But it's so needed right now. So I think they're trying to come up with a game plan.
It's interesting because so many businesses and services are offering the virtual thing. I think that's great. I think it's really, really great. You're still going to get some service. You're still going to have contact with people. I also love the fact, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, Valerie. I love the fact that people are having virtual parties.
I think it's amazing.
It's awesome.
There are good things coming out of this.
Yeah, and people are connecting, and they're watching movies together virtually.
Yeah,
and
cooking at home. That can be very relaxing.
Oh, absolutely.
Plan a big meal.
Yeah,
and now you can spend 3 hours making it if you want.
Exactly.
No big whip. Not like you're going anywhere else.
Right. You can do a lot of prep for your dish. There's no question about it.
You can. And helping other people too. Like I feel like social media has been amazing during this time period. Like it's connecting all of us, and people have been really funny and really loving and creative.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see what people are doing in their houses.
It is. It is interesting. And I will say this, social media sometimes is a nightmare, and the spreading of misinformation and the way people abuse it, the way people try to hurt each other on, on social media. But I'll tell you something, when the world is at its worst, we are at our best, I think.
I could not agree with you more.
And the evidence of that is everywhere right now. Everywhere. People are trying to help each other out. My dad works at Jewel. He works at a grocery store. And,
mm-hmm.
And he helps people out, and everybody there is helping people out. You want to get in there and get out. You don't want to get sick. People are wearing masks and gloves and stuff like that, but they're there for each other, and all the people that are, I thank the truck drivers who are out there every single night, the people who work in the medical facilities, the people who work, the late nights, the overnights, the third shifters out there who are keeping things going so that we can live our lives. And they're doing the best they can, and everybody seems to, want everything to work.
And it's like becoming very obvious to us that those people, those are our heroes.
Absolutely.
Those are the people with like boots on the ground. And I really think after this is all said and done, we're going to look at this whole way of living in a different way.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. Because so many of the people that we just, take for granted, like bus drivers, like CTA bus drivers, who are out there 24/7. Like I mentioned, everybody who works in the grocery store, truck drivers and medical people, some of the people that don't get the railroad workers and things like that, that don't get the praise they deserve. I think after this is all said and done, like you said, I think we'll finally go, oh, you know what? They do an incredible job and they're important. A guy who stocks a grocery shelf is as important as like a doctor.
Absolutely. I mean, I went to the grocery store and I was like, okay, I'm going to stock up for the whole week. And I had a plan. I got a bunch of vegetables and blah, blah, blah. And I'm in the checkout aisle, and I looked at the lady that was checking me out, and she was so happy and so positive. And, God knows how many people she's coming into contact with.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I looked into her eyes, and I thanked her. But I felt like I, saw God in her eyes because I was just so grateful that this human was there helping me.
Yeah.
But maybe on a normal day, I wouldn't have that thought.
No, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. All right. So we've got a lot more. I want to talk about the power of slow living in a fast-paced world. when I get to that. And also, I happen to be a recovering alcoholic, Valerie, and I live alone, and I know a lot of people in this time. I've already said on the air many times that you should reach out to someone who is in recovery or who is an alcoholic. Reach out to them and let them know that you're there, especially if they live alone, because the ease with which if you can just grab a bottle in a situation like this, it's too easy. So I want to talk a little bit about that, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Valerie Gangas is with us. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And more coming up right here on 720. If you want to join us, please do.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama, 'cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag.
That's my song. That's my happy song. That takes me to my happy place every time I hear it. Truly, it does. Every time I hear that song, it makes me happy. So I've been listening to it 24 hours a day for the past week. Stevie Wonder and Don't You Worry About a Thing. It's such a great song. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're here until 4 o'clock. We're going to be talking about some weird games that people made up in their youth. Did you ever make up a game? Just made them up. We're also going to listen to some comedy from Stephen Wright's first appearance on the Tonight Show. And you can watch the Johnny Carson Show every night on Antenna TV, and I highly recommend you do. It will be from 1982. And then we're going to talk about some comfort food. We're talking about comfort a lot these days, and comfort food can help you out. 312-981-7200. My guest right now is Valerie Gangas. She is a transcendental meditation expert, and she's here to give some advice and talk a little bit about how we can reduce the stress and anxiety in our lives by doing some stuff that will help you out during this very stressful time. Valerie, welcome back.
Thanks.
Okay. We have a text here. 816 says, "Hey, Nick, my only vision of meditating is where you sit across, you sit cross-legged on the floor. For those of us who have older knees and hips, are there other ways to do it or other positions for us?"
Yeah, with TM, we don't do that. You can just sit in a chair. Or I sit up in bed in the morning. You know, I just sit up in my bed, meditate for 20 minutes, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. That's it. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to worry about your knees. You don't have to worry about your hips. You can just learn to do it just by sitting in a chair or sitting in your bed.
Yep.
That's awesome.
No problem.
That's awesome. So we live in a really fast world. The power of slow living in a fast-paced world. Everybody, you know, is got to do this. They got to be here. Now, obviously, we're slowing down a little bit because we're all confined now to our houses. But most of the time, we're running around like crazy, trying to do a ton of things. It's a fast-paced world. What are some advice? What kind of advice do you have for people to just slow it down a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think we're all being forced to slow down now.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are going to say to themselves, wait a second, this feels really good to, like, sit down with my family and eat dinner and actually have some time to read a book or take a bath. You know, just it's so good for our nervous system and our minds and our souls and our creativity just to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
When you're constantly moving and you're constantly doing things, it's kind of like your mind is offline.
Yeah.
You know, you have to give yourself some rest. And I think the best ideas, the coolest visions come from that slow living, just being at peace. And you have to create that reality for yourself because, no, we don't live in a world that caters to that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's difficult for some people who have, you know, I mean, obviously we're now, like you said, we're being forced to slow down because, you know, people are staying home, you know, they're in their houses all the time and stuff like that. They're only going out for essentials. But when people are at work, it's difficult, especially if they have a job that requires them to do a ton of stuff and they have meetings here and they have to do this and do that and accomplish this goal and get online and do all that kind of stuff. It's a little bit difficult to do that, but you can prioritize, correct?
You can prioritize. And what I found, again, going back to meditating, when I learned to meditate, I felt like I was getting so much more accomplished in a shorter amount of time. It was like my brain worked so much better. And so I found myself having more time in the day. It's not like I was doing less work. It's just that I was doing it faster and better.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a paradigm shift for me. I always say, like, I wish I would have learned this when I was a kid. I probably would have gotten straight A's in school instead of struggling, you know, all through grade school and high school. It's just that your brain, it's more settled, you're more calm, and you're able to take in information and actually comprehend what's happening.
Yeah.
Which allows, at least in my life, it allowed for more free time to do other things that I wanted to, you know, learn about. I went back to grad school. I wrote a book, all sorts of things where I don't think I could have done that before.
Yeah. Here's a question, because some of our key listeners who we talked to at the beginning of the show every night in the past few days are third shifters and truckers. For mm-hmm. people who work the third shift every night, and the people who are out there driving for hours and hours at a time, where can they find time to slow down?
Again, meditation. I know yoga is wonderful for people to just slow down the noise, or turn down the noise in their systems, which will naturally allow you to slow down. And you have to make it a priority. You have to make your mental and physical health a priority, which means, you know, calming down a little bit. So wherever you can carve out some time, even to just close your eyes and be silent, I think would be very beneficial. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so,
and sleeping.
And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
we're not getting enough sleep, any of us. So.
Well, yeah, I think part of that has to do with, you know, I don't have a great record on sleeping, Valerie. I've been a third shifter for, you know, most of my life. I've been a night owl for most of my life. And I don't sleep well. I never really have. And I'm just used to that, because I mean, I don't sleep for more than 3 hours at a crack, and I'll wake up and I'll be awake, and then I'll go back to sleep for a couple more hours. I can't remember the last time I had more than 6 hours of sleep straight.
So. And you've just learned to function that way?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the hours that I work, you know, don't help.
mm-hmm.
You know, with a regular sleeping schedule, it's a little bit weird. But ever since I was very young, I've always had, you know, issues with sleep. It's sometimes annoying, and but because it takes me about 90 minutes to fall asleep when I go to bed, it takes me that mm-hmm. long to just fall asleep. And I don't know, because my brain keeps, you know how it is, Valerie. Your brain just keeps running. You're laying in bed and you're thinking about all these things. You're thinking about what you have to do, what was done, thinking about the world, and you know, so, and it doesn't help that sometimes I'll have my phone next to the bed and I'll start scrolling through Facebook and stuff and looking at all the news and be going, oh God, you know.
And then your brain just lights back up.
Exactly.
I mean, I had a sleeping disorder for 14 years. There was nothing I could do to fix it. I tried everything, you know, medication, drinking, anything. I just was desperate to sleep. And it was only when I started meditating that I started sleeping every night. I couldn't believe it. And that in and of itself was a game changer. So now I know how important sleep is, and it's like, it's precious to me because I suffered so long not sleeping.
Yeah.
And it's painful.
Yeah, it's not fun.
it's not a good time.
No, it's not fun. But, I'm going to look into this to the TM, tm.org. And look into this and see if that'll help me to get some sleep. So this is one of the things that it does. What else does transcendental meditation help? I mean, we were talking about, you know, you have less anxiety. It helps you sleep. I mean, what are some of the other big things that it does for you?
I feel like it's given me perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as much going on, like noise in my mind. So when I'm looking at something, you know, like even right now, what's happening, I'm able to gain some perspective so I don't spin out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed since I learned, which again, it's been 9 years and I've had almost 9 family members die.
Oh.
I was able to handle extreme situations. And in the moment, you're like, I can't believe I can handle this right now, but you just can. It makes you so resilient and strong in a way, but also soft. It's like it's a combination that feels, you know, wonderful. So that has been one of the greatest gifts it's given me. I feel like I can handle a lot. I feel like I make good decisions. And, you know, I'd say 95% of the time I feel pretty calm.
And this is a pretty common reaction to someone who is doing TM. Are there a lot of success stories with people whose lives have changed or improved vastly because of TM?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point there's 7 or 8 million people in the world that practice this form of meditation, and I know the people in my circle that learned. You know, they really saw a difference in their life. I feel like what happened to me was like a straight up miracle that it happened that fast. But I also walked into the TM center like a completely broken person,
yeah.
Which is not, you know, what's normally going to happen. So I cannot see anything but benefit to meditating because it was so beneficial in my life.
Have you turned friends and family members onto it?
Yeah, I had a bunch of cousins learn. My dad's girlfriend learned. Some friends learned. And, you know, no complaints. The only thing I've noticed is some people, you know, they fall off the wagon, so they won't do it every day. And you have to keep this practice up because it just builds and builds and builds in your system.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. We did get just a text in here. It says meditation helps quiet the reactive mind. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it does.
So there it is.
I don't tend to like feel angry or, you know, react to a situation that doesn't happen to me anymore. I can kind of see it for what it is and just take it all in and not have some, you know, big emotional reaction to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Valerie, we want to talk we're going to take a break when we come back. There's a an article on your website, ValerieGangas.com, that's G-A-N-G-A-S, ValerieGangas.com, called The Highly Sensitive Drinker. And that could apply to what's happening right now because some people are going to find solace in the bottle. You know what I mean?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, let's talk to Valerie here, and we will do that here on 720 WGN. If you want to join us, if you have a comment or a question or a concern of any kind, and, you know, comments about meditation or anything like that, or being lonely and having a lot of anxiety at this time, and you want to join us and have your questions answered, 312-981-7200. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN.
And get your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
Yeah. Willie, Sunny Side of the Street, Willie Nelson. You always know when it's a Willie Nelson song. He's got one of the most distinctive voices in the world. It's like no one would ever mistake a different artist for Willie Nelson, ever. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're coming up on 2 o'clock news. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we are talking with Valerie Yanga. She is a transcendental meditation expert, has been on the show before, and is giving us some advice and talking with us about you know, anxiety and how to maybe bring it back and try meditation to calm down a little bit and relax in this very, very, very tense time we're all going through right now. Lots of anxiety, and Valerie's got some great advice on how to maybe curb that a little bit. And so we thought we'd have her on for a very timely conversation. Valerie, welcome back.
Thanks. You're picking great music, by the way.
Yeah, that's my buddy. It's my friend Tom who's producing. Yeah, it's music that
he's doing a good job.
Yeah, everybody wants to feel a little bit better, and hopefully we can do that. That's one of the things that I like doing here in the middle of the night. You know, because I've talked about this before, Valerie, on the air. You know, this is a very intimate time to be on the radio because people mm-hmm. are in bed. Some people have insomnia. Some people can't sleep. Some people are depressed. Some people have a baby they have to take care of. And now everybody's stuck in their house. So it's important that I try to keep everybody company and keep them engaged, you know?
100%. And you're doing a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I got some texts here that have come in. 864 says, what happens if you're single, all alone, bored, and have extreme cabin fever? What do you do? Well, Well, get a little advice on trying to take your mind off of that. You said maybe do a project, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and like definitely you can still go outside, right? So you can go outside and get some exercise. Or I love to take car rides and like play the music really loud and just drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a driver. I have a truck driver living in my soul. So for me, that makes me feel calm and good. So you can find something outside of the house too. You know, we don't have to just be stuck in the house.
Yeah.
I went for a long walk yesterday. Super helpful.
Yeah, that's good advice. That's very, very good advice. 312 says, how is TM better than regular medication? Oh, meditation. TM better than regular meditation.
You know, TM is the only type of meditation I've done.
Yeah.
So I can't really speak for like mindfulness. I'm sure they all have great benefits. I always tell people just do something. You know, it doesn't have to be TM. This is just my story and my experience
with it.
But I think something would be better than nothing for sure.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And now let's get to this article that you have on your website. Your website is ValerieGangas.com, and the title of it is The Highly Sensitive Drinker. Tell us about this.
Well, I figured out a while ago that I'm a pretty sensitive person. I think a lot of creative people are sensitive, and I noticed that like there were certain things I couldn't do anymore. Like I couldn't go out all night drinking and, you know, partying like I used to. It just, the blowback was too much for me to handle.
Yeah.
So I, again, had to make some decisions for my life and say, hey, I got to put limits on this. And now I'm noticing, you know, or it's not even noticing, like people are freaked out. So they go home and they drink a case of beer, or they like drink two bottles of wine. But really, that can do a lot of harm the next day. It can make you way more anxious, more depressed, more confused. So, you know, it is for sensitive people, but right now it's for everybody. Like, really take a look at your drinking, because it's not going to help you.
Yeah, it's not.
You think it's helping you in the moment, but really you're going to pay the price.
Yeah. There have been times where I've been tempted to start drinking again, and certainly, you know, in the past week or so, you know, you get anxious, man. I feel anxious, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, man, it would be so much better if I had some Jameson right now. But that's not how you got to do it. It's not easy though, Valerie. As you know, you've probably dealt with people who've had, you know, some drinking issues in the past. It's not an easy thing. It's really, really hard to stay on the path and stay sober. It's really hard. Every day it's a struggle. Every single day.
Now you can go to meetings and stuff online, right?
Yeah,
Skype meetings.
Yeah, AA and other meetings that you can have. They're now available online because people, you know, that's the lifeblood of a lot of people. I don't do the groups myself. I don't do AA, but I know that's the lifeblood to so many alcoholics and people who are having trouble. And to cut that off is terrible because these meetings are vital to the success of their sobriety and making it through this really rough time. So the fact that they're doing it virtually, that you can have an AA meeting or a substance abuse meeting online and virtually, is fantastic. And people are taking advantage of it. And it really the turnaround happened pretty quickly. Like, they organized a lot of these kind of meetings virtually a couple of days after, you know, like a day or so after everybody was told that they have to stay in.
Well, they have to know how important it is to people that have addiction issues. Like, they have to be able to reach out to someone.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Now, was it difficult for you to change your lifestyle, Valerie? You were out. I was a maniac partier myself, Valerie.
Yeah.
I was in bars. I was in bars virtually every night till they closed. And I'm not kidding.
I definitely like to go out too. I mean, I was pretty wild. It was fun, but I couldn't handle it anymore. I just could not handle it. It was like everything was changing at the same time. You know, my mom died. I learned to meditate. I had a new job, and I just noticed that, like, I don't know, I couldn't handle it as much, and the blowback was painful.
Yeah.
And so it was like the pain was way worse than like the, you know, the little bit of pleasure I got from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to curb it. Now, I love a glass of wine with dinner, but I know I can't drink like five glasses of wine. I would be dead the next day.
Right.
So I was just trying to save myself.
Yeah. There you go. Well, The Highly Sensitive Drinker, really interesting article that you can find at ValerieGangas.com. And we got another text here that has just come in from the 779 area code. Like Nick, I live alone. I find myself, if I'm not keeping busy, it's not good. I tend to dwell on everything that happened in the past. TM sounds like the perfect fit for me. So we got a person here who might jump into it.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I'm alone too. You know, I have a dog, but I'm not married. I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And you have to, you know, fill up your day some way. Even like a couple days ago, I was like, I need to like blow dry my hair and put some makeup on and like look like a human being and get out of sweatpants. And even that little act helps.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, you know, for the people that do now, let me ask you this, Valerie, besides, you know, doing your daily meditation, your transcendental meditation, how have you been filling the time? You've been watching movies, you've been watching TV. On a lighter note, what kind of entertainment have you been absorbing during this time we're all stuck inside?
Okay, I watched something really awesome on Netflix.
Okay.
The Devil Next Door.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. It's the same brothers that did Wild Wild Country. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I know this is going to be good. And it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been watching TV and movies. I just watched Just Mercy. It was really, really good with Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
And just reading at night. You know, I even during my normal life when all of this isn't happening, I like to just not work at night, you know, like shut the computer off and either read or take a really long walk or take some time cooking dinner or watch a movie.
Yeah.
And now is like a perfect time to watch movies and all the stuff on Netflix.
I've been catching up on some of my comfort movies, you know, like movies that I go to that make me happy. Like when we were first told that we had to stay in just this past weekend, I busted out the 39 episodes of The Honeymooners, which was a show that I watched when I was a kid.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
And loved it. And I just watched it, and it brought me back to that. And it's just, I'm trying to find, and I think a lot of people are trying to do that. They're trying to find stuff that makes them feel good, that gives them comfort. And, like, I watched Barefoot in the Park, which is Robert Redford and Jane Fonda and Neil Simon. And that's one of my favorite movies of all time that makes me feel great every time I watch it. So that's the kind of stuff that I've been going and catching up on.
And
my...
even you brought up Johnny Carson. And yeah. I was like, every night of my childhood, I like fell asleep to my parents watching Johnny Carson. And just like thinking about you, talking about Johnny Carson and playing him, like, made me happy.
Yeah. Well, you can watch it on Antenna TV every night.
I didn't even think about that,
yeah,
but now I want to.
It's on. It's
that
on,
for me is joy.
Yeah, no, it's on Antenna TV every night. You can watch it on Antenna TV every night, including weekends. And on the weekends, they show the 90-minute ones. So there's the 60-minute episodes that they show on the weeknights, but then on the weekends they do the full 90-minute episodes from the old days.
That's good stuff. I mean, TV back then was the bomb.
Yeah, it was, and it was just so much different than it is now. When you watch talk shows now. It's crazy.
Give me some Three's Company and like Different Strokes.
There it is. Well, anything to keep us happy. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Valerie. Thank you for joining me during this tense time, and thanks for giving some reassuring messages to my listeners.
Thanks, Nick. Keep up the awesome work.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Valerie Gangus, everyone. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. She's a meditation expert and an all-around good woman. And we hope that you got something out of this. I hope that you got some advice from her on how to maybe shut your mind down a little bit, how to deal with the anxiety. Check out tm.org. You can check out valeriegangus.com if you need a guide to help you get to where you need to go. So anyway, I hope that helped out. And thanks, Valerie. All right. We are going to talk about weird games that people made up in their youth, and they turned out to be borderline genius. You ever make up a game when you were younger? 312-981-7200.